Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Surprised Florence Stewart, who heard that Rosalind had something very personal to discuss with her. She hurried over to Mrs. Jedson, somewhat alarmed. Her one thought was that the girl had been told by her doctor that she was worse. But Rosalind physically was very much better.
I'm really getting stronger every day, Mrs. Stewart. Starting next week, I want to be of some little help to Mrs. Jedson. Maybe do the dusting. I mean, dusting every day for a week.
Now, you mustn't overdo, though.
It's so easy to get a relapse. Just take things easy for a while. There's no hurry.
Rosalind, Uncle Jimmy said you wanted to see me about something personal.
Yes, I have a decision to make, and because you're Bobby's mother, I think you should know.
Well, if I can be of any help, but I don't see.
I won't take but a minute. Well, Mrs. Jedson, out of the kindness of her heart, worrying over what might happen in the months or years to come, wants to make me her legal heir.
Adopt you?
Yes.
But I... Well, I don't quite get the point. I appreciate her kindness,
you
but...
You see, Mrs. Stewart, I don't ever remember my mother. It might, may sound very foolish to you, but I get so hungry for a mother's love.
But you're Bobby's wife. You're more or less one of our family.
Mrs. Stewart, Bobby is your boy. But I'm not your girl, and I would be Mrs. Jedson.
Such a proposal should be given time and thought.
But you wouldn't really care if Mrs. Jedson would become my mother, would you, Mrs. Stewart? I do want a mother's love and protection. Every girl should have it. Every girl's entitled to it.
Well, of course you can do as you wish, but I'd say wait.
Wait a month. I will if you wish.
Many things can happen in a month, Rosalind. And please, give us all a little more time. We all need it. Please, please believe me. We do.
That Mrs. Jedson is going to adopt Rosalind?
Hey, what's that? Now, who told you anything like that, Johnny?
No one told me, but I heard Mom telling Daddy all about it.
You didn't tell Brother Bobby, did you?
Of course not, Uncle Jimmy. Didn't you tell me that everything I heard around here was a secret that I had to keep from Robert?
Well, this one in particular is a double secret. So Mom's the word.
Sure, Mom's the word. But hasn't Rosalind one mother now?
Rosalind's mommy passed on some years ago. When she was a little girl.
But isn't my mother her mother if she's married to Bobby?
Johnny, I'm afraid you've got something there.
Well, if it's true, then why does Mrs. Jedson have to adopt Rosalind?
Oh, she doesn't have to, but, Johnny, just why who's what around here is sometimes very embarrassing. Difficult for a stranger like me to answer. Why don't you ask your mother?
I will.
Hello, Johnny.
Oh, hello, Daddy. Gosh, I never heard of anybody who had to have two mothers. I'm going to find out all about it.
What was that I heard Johnny muttering in his beard about nobody needing two mothers?
Johnny was a little puzzled by Mrs. Jedson's proposal that she adopt Rosalind.
Well, how in the world did he find out about that?
Ooh, none of us in this house go around whispering in the corners.
Johnny didn't go and ask Florrie all by himself, did he? What I mean is...
Oh, he might have been urged a little. After all, in this modern day and age, children shouldn't be deprived of any useful information they might obtain.
I see.
Besides, on the question of mothers, Mrs. Stewart should be very well informed.
Yes, she should be.
You know, it'd be interesting to learn her answer to Johnny on just why she's Bobby's mother and not Rosalind.
Well, I know one thing. Either Johnny will come out with the right answer or out on his ear.
I didn't eavesdrop. I didn't.
Johnny, if you don't lower your voice, I'm coming out to you.
Johnny, I don't want you yelling like that at your mother.
I just asked her a simple question, and she took me by the collar and marched me right out of the room.
Oh, is that so? What was the question, Johnny?
I said, Mom, aren't you Rosalind's mother? And she said, I've had enough for one day.
Yes, Johnny, we know. Mr. Stewart, I think Pal is very badly in need of a little company. Come, Johnny. You can keep Pal company in the doghouse. Miss Lee, did Rosalind in any manner hint to you something that might take place between herself and Mrs. Jedson?
She was gracious enough to confide in me, yes.
Did she ask your advice on the problem?
Yes, and I gave it. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mr. Brown, I want to have a little chat with Florence Stewart before I leave.
A little chat, eh?
Yes. I want to leave two or three thoughts with her. They can't possibly do any harm, and, well, they may do some good.
But, Miss Lee, concerning that problem of Rosalind's and Mrs. Jedson's, Mrs. Stewart said...
Yes, I know. She wants more time. Wants Rosalind to wait a month before she'll tell the girl that she will or will not be a real mother to Robert's wife.
You know, I'm sorry to seem curious. It isn't really that. But I'm anxious, worried. Along what lines are you going to talk with Mrs. Stewart?
Short and to the point. Rosalind will give her not a month, but a week. Then if she still wants more time, Florence Stewart has lost the greatest chance of her life. Having God present her a wonderful daughter, her boy's wife, Rosalind.
Well, now, just look at that boy, will you, Uncle Jimmy? I can't believe my eyes.
Isn't he mending fast, Mrs. Jedson?
Land. It's been all 5 days since I've been in this room.
You want me to model the new Robert Stewart for you, Mrs. Jedson? Do you want to see him in his spring, summer? I'm just raring to go. Raring, I tell you. You know, the doc thinks by next week I'll be downstairs. And then, that generous spirit says, I can spend all of 5 minutes with my wife. 5 minutes by the clock, mind you.
Now, won't that be just wonderful? Uncle Jimmy, we'll have to celebrate.
I'll say we'll celebrate. Oh, Mrs. Jedson.
Yes?
I have a little matter I want to talk over with you, so you can expect me shortly.
Yes, expect him for dinner, Mrs. Jedson.
Oh?
Uncle Jimmy is tired of the Stewart bill of fare.
Now, well, I don't know whether you're joking or not, Bobby. Are you having dinner with me and Norma Foster Lee? Band must have a touch of asthma.
No, I believe not, Mrs. Jedson, and we mustn't detain you.
You're right, Mr. Brown. The longer a body stays in one place without saying anything... Bobby, I'm baking you a nice big cherry pie.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll give you a big kiss for that.
Oh, now, Bobby,
no. Uncle Jimmy, you know, I've almost made up my mind to adopt Mrs. Jedson.
What's that?
Adopt who?
Oh, it's just a gag. You know, make her the mascot of the Mr. and Mrs. Robert Stewart's.
Well, I understand now. My hearing must be off a little. Thought my ears brought me something else.
Gee, I can hardly wait until next week. Why, just think. Seeing Rosalind for 5 minutes. Guess we won't be saying much to each other. I'll just kiss her. She'll kiss me. And we'll get those funny feelings in our throats. And the minute I'm back in my room, I know I'm gonna bawl, just like Johnny does.
Well, if that's the way you feel next week, don't hold the tears back. Tears are nothing to be ashamed of. Tears belong to the fullness of life. Anyhow, they won't be tears of sorrow, but tears of joy.
Tears of joy. And tears of thanks, too. Because Rosalind and I will be together again.
Uncle Jimmy, have you a minute?
Why, certainly, Mrs. Stewart.
Norma Foster Lee dropped in to see me. I've known her for years and years, but she wasn't in a very nice mood today.
Well, maybe it's the weather. People get out of sorts with themselves sometimes when it changes. Out of sorts with others, too.
I didn't like her attitude in the least. In fact, I thought she was, well, sticking her nose into other people's affairs. What happens in a family happens in a family.
Why, of course, Mrs. Stewart.
Rosalind apparently confided in her about Mrs. Jetson wanting to adopt the girl.
Well, Rosalind feels especially close to Miss Lee.
Oh, I'm not blaming Rosalind. But apparently Norma persuaded her to... Well, you know, of course, that I suggested to Rosalind that she wait a month before giving Mrs. Jetson her decision, don't you?
Well, I gathered as much.
Well, now, Rosalind said, I must give her my answer in a week.
Aren't you making too great an issue of a matter that isn't so terribly important, Mrs. Stewart?
Not terribly important. Do you think I want the whole world to know that my boy's wife has been adopted by Mrs. Jetson?
What do you tend to do about it?
I don't know. Oh, I tell you, I'm just so nervous I could...
Can you spare half an hour?
Well, yes, Uncle Jim.
Well, then let's take a little walk around the block, out in the open air. We might both of us get a little new light on the subject.
Suppose Uncle Jimmy has a definite proposal for Mrs. Stewart? Will her terrible pride again stand in the way of the happiness of her family?